Fiona Kelly is back with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
The death of two former high-profile RTE broadcasters and cost-cutting plans at RTE dominate today's front pages. Kevin Backhurst's announcement that The Late Late Show and Fair City are to be moved out of Montrose is carried as a lead story in the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail, while the death of Micheál Ó'Meara Shuirthaigh at the age of 93 is the lead in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Tributes to the legendary broadcaster are also carried inside all of today's papers. In a piece in the Mail, Philip Nolan describes him as the bard of our ball game, whose playfulness with words and elegance with imagery managed to make the unseen almost tangible for radio listeners. Writing affectionately about his fellow Kerryman in The Independent, meanwhile, Billy Keane remembers him as being happiest either at home with his family on level 6 at Croke Park or high up on Mount Brandon. In honour of Micheál's ability to switch seamlessly between both Irish and English, meanwhile, the Irish Sun runs with the lead headline, Oscuelga, this morning, which reads, Slána cara, Kulosov. In relation to the death, which also occurred yesterday, of Tommy Gorman, the lead editorial in The Independent pays tribute to them both with the line, the always authentic, authoritative and engaging voices of both men will continue to echo. The Irish Examiner and Irish Independent both lead today with the work to rule, which began at midnight last night following the Labour Court's failure to find a resolution between pilots and management at Aer Lingus. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the line that it looks likely that Cathal Crotty, the 22-year-old army private who received a suspended sentence for a violent attack on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick, will be discharged from the army in the next week. Speculation on who is likely to fill independent unionist Alex Easton's seat in Stormont if he's elected to Westminster fuels the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. And for its lead story, the Irish News reports that police investigating an incident in which a man was allegedly attacked for wearing a GAA jersey in Portadown in County Armagh last Sunday are treating the attack as a sectarian hate crime. Elsewhere this morning, the appointment of Jack Chambers to the position of Minister for Finance receives coverage in all of today's papers. The Independent notes that at the age of 33, Chambers will be the state's youngest minister in that role since Michael Collins. In a profile piece in the Times, meanwhile, Pat Leahy observes that Chambers doesn't have the sort of political or governing experience that most of his predecessors brought to the role. Yes, he is bright and clearly has his boss's confidence, but he's in at the deep end now, Leahy writes. Another appointment, that of Sean Sweeney from New Zealand to the position of project director on Dublin's planned metro system, also generates lots of headlines, with most of them highlighting his €550,000 annual salary. A number of today's papers carry details of a new report which found that 85% of travellers have difficulty making ends meet, compared with 25% of the general population. And in a piece about affordable housing in the Times, Olivia Kelly writes that Dublin's housing market has reached the point where a three-bed semi in Coolock, priced at €475,000, is deemed affordable, and its prospective purchaser with an income of more than €106,000 is considered to be in need of state housing support. There's a good piece in today's Examiner by that paper's social media editor, Anna O'Donoghue, about how Natasha O'Brien's story has sparked an online uprising. And finally, in advance of this weekend's Taylor Swift gigs in Dublin, Sandra Mallon has a piece in The Star about how Fáilte Ireland hopes to cash in on the singer's fondness for Ireland by suggesting places people can visit where the singer has also been. Go for a Swift road trip and plan your takeation are two of the headlines there.
A clever move. Thank you, Fiona Kelly.